Okay, today is Daf Yud Daled. We're on Daf Yud Daled, and we begin now the sugya of, it's called the sugya of Rabbi Chanina Segan HaKahanim, because that's how we start off the Mishnah with him. He was the assistant Kohen Gadol. The entire sugya, it's for 7 days. It's all about Tumah and Tahira. It's not hard, it's not easy. It doesn't apply today. It's hard to grasp the concepts. In a 1 minute introduction, the only thing you need to know for today is as follows. Tumah always goes down a notch. A touches B, B to C, C to D. It always goes down a notch. Can I talk? Come on. It always goes down a notch. There are two exceptions, two main exceptions. Exception number one is metal, and exception number two is liquids. Sometimes metal, if metal touches something, it doesn't go down a notch, it stays the same. And liquids also, sometimes they go up a notch. It's a chumrah. We'll get to that also. Those are the two main exceptions. One more thing you need to know. A person, a dead person, is called an avi avos hatumah. Anything touches that, they become an av. Anything touches that, generally, they become a rishon. After that, a sheni. Now, after that, only truma can become a shlishi. Only kadshim can become a revi. Is there such a thing as kadshim liquids? We're going to get to that. The only thing could possibly shemen for the menachos. Could be shemen, yes. There's no such thing as kadshim water. It's impossible. You can't have truma water either. You can't have kadshim potatoes. It's not such a thing. Truma potatoes you could have. Not kadshim potatoes. Okay. I think that's all we have to say to get started. Here we go. Ready? The question is why this mishnah is here. Some say it's here because we mentioned earlier about tuma, about passeling the lachmei toda. That was a segue to talk about tuma. This has nothing to do with Pesach. Pesachim. Rabbi Chanina Segan HaKahanim Omer. Rabbi Chanina Segan HaKahanim says, Miya Mehem Shal Kahanim. All the days of the Kahanim. All the days that I was in the Beis HaMikdash. This is before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. It was actually Kohen Gadol, assistant Kohen Gadol. Lo nimnu, we never minded, we never bothered, we never stopped ourselves, we didn't refrain. Milisrof es habasar shenitma bivlat hatumah, to burn basar meat, kadshim meat, that became tameh because it touched a rishon. In other words, it was a sheni. Im basar shenitma ba'av hatumah, with basar that touched an av hatumah, which is a rishon. Why? The Gemara is going to immediately ask. What we're afraid of is, there's another issue, you're not allowed to become more tamei. Right? Which is why, even though today all kahanim are tamei meis, they still don't go to the funeral. Why? Because there's an issue of becoming more tamei. Why that issue doesn't apply here? There's like six answers, seven answers. But it just doesn't. Says Rabbi Chanina, we didn't mind. We took a rishon, and we put it next together with a sheni. Now the Gemara is going to ask, what happened? The rishon touches the sheni, makes it into a sheni. It's already a sheni. So the Gemara is going to answer, no, it was a rishon and a shlishi. And when a rishon touches a shlishi, it makes it into a sheni. That's more tumah. We didn't mind. Why? It's getting destroyed right now anyway. I know we burn all the tumah, so we'll burn a rishon together with a shlishi in the same fire, either going to touch each other. Big deal. Big deal. Didn't bother us. Okay? Very nice and simple halacha. Right? It says a rishon and a sheni, which the Gemara is going to say that doesn't make any sense. A rishon touches a sheni, it makes it into a sheni, it's already a sheni. So the Gemara is going to change it to a rishon and a shlishi. Okay? Afalpi, even though, shemosif in tuma al tumasa. Even though that's tuma on tuma, even though we made the tuma worse. Look at Rashi. Rashi says in the skinny lines, like where it's there's a, in the middle of the Rashi there. It says Gemara Parach. Ubegemara Parach. My tosef is tuma ika. What kind of tosef is tuma is that? Halo gamba rishona bivlad tuma naga, because originally a rishon touched it. The ox of Chozev and Ogea bevlad tumah, and now it's also a sheni. In other words, no tumah has been increased. The Gemara is going to ask that in a minute. Truth is, Gemara is going to give two answers to that question. Next, Hosef Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says something more. What did he say? V'omer, mi yameihem, all my life, all their days, shel kahanim, of the kahanim, lo nimnu, they didn't bother, they didn't mind, mi lahadlik es hashemen, to burn oil, shenifzal betvul yom, that got touched because a tvul yom touched it. A tvul yom has the din of a sheni. So when a tvul yom touches anything, he makes it into a shlishi. Okay, so we never minded. We took the oil that it was shemen of, must have been shemen of either kudzim shemen or truma shemen that a tvul yom touched, made into a shlishi, right? Biner with a candle. Well, that doesn't mean a candle. It means a candelabra. Biner with a candelabra shenitma b'tamei meis that got touched by a dead person. Now, I told you metal's an exception. Let's pretend for a minute it's not an exception. Let's say it's not made out of metal, candelabra. It's made out of wood. Or it's made out of cheres, which the Gemara is going to talk about. If it's made out of non-metal, what happens to it? What is it? It touched a mace. So it is a... No. It got tamei benitma mace. From someone who was tamei mace. In other words, it's a Rishon. And what happened to the... It's a Rishon. And what happened to the oil? The oil was a Shlishi. Because it was touched by a Tvul Yom. Says Rabbi Akiva, just like Rabbi Chanina said, they wouldn't mind burning together. Well, if I had a Tomei candelabra, I would use Tomei oil to burn the Shabbos candles. Why? Because why not? The Rashi explains you're allowed to use Tomei Truma oil for your personal benefit, not to eat it, because it's Tomei, but you can use it for firewood. So I use it for my Shabbos candle. And what's the issue? The candelabra is a Rishon. This is a Shlishi. Because it was touched by Tvul Yom with a Sheni.
Candelabra
was touched by a mace, by a Tomei mace. Not skipping anything.
You got a candelabra.
Candelabra touched a guy who touched a dead body.
Right.
So what is the candelabra? A Rishon.
Correct.
The oil was touched by a Tvul Yom.
That turns
into a Shlishi. Now I'm going to use the oil to light my Shabbos candles. I'm going to put the oil into the candelabra. What's going to happen? I'm making the oil into a Sheni.
Right.
We never minded that. The Gemara is going to ask, that's the exact same thing as the first case.
Yeah.
He's not saying anything different. Right? The Gemara is going to ask that question. And then we're going to come up to the metal issue. Afal pisha mosif in tumah al tumah so. Even though you're adding on tumah. Now, if you go way down in the Rashi, like more than halfway down to where the Gemara begins, it's in the middle of that big Rashi, toward the end of it. He says, v'achshav, and now, yesh kan tosefes tumah. Now, that is for sure tosefes tumah. Why? Shemetchila hayashemen zeh shlishi. Because originally the oil was a shlishi. V'chozev v'nas sheni, and it turns into a sheni, al yedei haner, through the candelabra. Dehoel v'yesh tumah alav, since it's all tummy anyway, lo chayshin and lay, we don't care. Umuter lohosif biyadayim. You're allowed to add, make the tumah increased, biyadayim. Second case. Third case. Amar of Meir, says of Meir, mi divrehem lamadnu. From these words we learned. From what words? From achlokas and nigmar, what that means. From which words? Mi divrehem lamadnu. From what we've previously said, we learn. Shesarfin truma tahora im hatmeya bapesach. What happened? Now we have to burn chametz. We have truma also has to get burnt.
Yeah.
It's tahora with tmeya. We didn't mind that either. It's clearly, you don't have to burn them in separate fires. Burn them together. Says Rashi, midivrem lamadnu im zman beer. When it was the time of the beer. Tahoil, the holeches l'ibud. Since it's going to get burnt and get destroyed, af ha-tahora, even the tahora, va'asura mid-oraisa, And it's asur midaraisa to make something get tummy. Lo chai shein l'shirasa. Who cares to watch it? Who cares? Why? Afagaf to muzharin anu l'shomer v'tahayra. Dechziv es mishmer es true masi. Right? So we never minded. No. You're not allowed to make truma. You have to try to make sure that truma doesn't become tummy. You have to guard it. Doesn't become tummy. Here, be a dayan. Go right ahead. Make one pile of one fire. Either going to touch each other in the fire. Big. We don't mind. Just like the first two cases. Same thing with this case. Good.
Except it's not a tahar. The other one is not.
It's a good point. Excellent. Excellent. The Gemara is going to address that. By the way, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Ein Hi Amida. You can't compare the cases. Not comparable.
Yeah. Issue, by the way, the first second.
What?
It's like tearing a Shabbos. It's also to do it even one second.
Right, I understand, 100%.
It takes 100, a second for
right,
the
100%. 100%. So, you hear that? Now, Meir says we did the same thing with the Truma, with the Chametz. Rabbi Yossi says not comparable. Not comparable. Gesundheit. Now, Umodim Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua agree, Shesorfin Zula Atma Vizula Atma. Now they agree, they agree with Rabbi Yossi. You cannot burn Tahar Truma and Tame Truma together. They agree with Rabbi Yossi, you can't do it. Why? Because what Mr. Clark said, because the Chametz was a Tahar. So you're making it completely Tame. All the other cases were tumma, they're making it more tumma. Here, okay, but so what? They're going to touch for a minute.
The first second, 1 second was not burned up yet.
Aman echleku, what do they argue about? Ala teluya, the al hatameya. Where it's suffake, teluya means it's hanging. It's a suffake if it's truma. Not sure. A suffake truma with tameya. Shrebi Eliezer Omer Tisar of Zula Atma and Zula Atma, you still have to separate them. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Shtenka Achas. No, same halacha, they're all the same. Okay? Very good? Good? Okay. Now the Gemara is going to ask the first question that we raised. Michti, 1 second. What did we say? We said, Basar Shenitma Bivlad Atuma. Basar that got Tameh because it touched the Vlad Atuma. What do we think that meant? That meant, the Mishnah read that a shlishi touches a sheni touches a rishon. If a sheni touches a rishon, and makes it into a sheni, what kind of eretum is that? Michti, basa shinit mevlad atum and mayhave, sheni. Right? A basa that touches a vlad, meaning a rishon, becomes a sheni. Kisarfle bahadi basa shinit mevav atum. And when that touches basar, that touches a something that touched an av, mayhavi sheni, it becomes a sheni, right? No, it means to touch the rishon.
Two steps down.
No, 1 second. Kisar flei bahadi basar, shenitma ba'avatuma. Right, you touch the basar that touched an avatuma, it becomes a rishon. So. Sheni u sheni hu. It's a sheni and a sheni. My mosif lo tum al tumas ikka. What additional tum is there? Right? That was the question we asked. What kind of extra tumma? A rishon touches a sheni, makes it into, it's already a sheni. Right? Good question? Amar of Yehuda, you're right. Hacha, over here, you know what we're talking about? Bivlad vlad askinan. Now we're talking about a shlishi, a vlad vlad. Not a sheni, but a shlishi that touches a rishon. The habile shlishi, it's a shlishi. Because savar shlishi mutter lasos sheni. A shlishi is going to turn into a sheni. How is it going to turn into a sheni? Because it's going to touch a rishon. I'm sorry, it's going to touch a rishon. Yeah, touch a rishon, right? It's going to touch a rishon, right? It's going to touch a rishon, and it's going to turn it from a shlishi into a sheni. That's okay. Okay? Good? So far, so good? So far wasn't hard so far.
Yeah, I appreciate that you're checking with everyone. Very
nice. Because it's only going to build. In 3 days from now, this is going to be, your mind's going to be spinning. So we're doing it slow. Right? Now the Gemara asks, there's another side rule, which you have to know this rule. The Gemara knew it, which is why they asked the question. Vo'ein ochel matame ochel. But there's a rule that ochlin can't be matame other ochlin. That's a rule. How does this happen? What's the whole issue? There's no issue. Ochel can't be matame ochel. Okay? Ditanya, because there's a brayta that says, yachal yehei ochel matame ochel. I would have thought that ochel can be matame ochel. Why? Talmud Lomar, so teach you otherwise, it says, b'chiyutan maya malzera, if water falls on a seed, v'nafal minivlasam alav, and then some nevela falls on it, tamei hu, it's tamei. Hu tamei? It's tamei. Right? Food can touch a dead body, a dead animal becomes tamei. V'ein osa kiyotze batamei. But it can't make other food tamei.
The word hu was the extra.
Okay.
I mean, meal.
Okay, you hear that?
Who means this and nothing else?
Right. Only. In other words, food cannot become tamei from other food. Now that is also a machlokas, really. Ha nichala abaya. The truth is, it could be good according to abaya. The Amar who says lo shanu ela b'chulin. That rule is only true by chulin. Yes, chulin food can't make other chulin food tamei. Aval b'truma v'kadshim. But when it comes to truma and kadshim, ose kiyotzevo. It can, food can make food tamei. And here we're talking about truma and all these kachim things. So it's not a kasha. It's not a kasha. Yes, we kasha. Food can't make food tamei. Yeah, that's about truma chulin. We're not talking about chulin. This is in the Beis HaMikdash, all my life. We're talking about kachim things and truma things. That food can make food tamei. Think about it. If food can't make food tamei, how do you ever get a ravi?
Later in the Gemara.
Right? If you hold it, it can't make it, how are you ever going to get it? Right? Says Abaya, now of course, by Kacho, of course it could do that. Rashi says, in the first very wide line, he says, D'alfinon mi nevuas chagai, we learn it from the nevuah of chagai, lechem tamid, lechem nazid, yayin v'shemen. What is that? That's going to be a Gemara later on in the week, where chagai has a whole test to the kahanim, to see if they know anything, and you'll see that food can make food tamei. Chagai says, what happens if bread touches lentils, and then that touches wine, and that touches shemen? There's a whole complicated story there. It's a complicated Gemara. We're going to get to it in a few days. So of course food, of course kachim truma, food can make food tamei. That's not a kasha. Not a problem.
That was a kasha before.
The kasha was food can't make...
No. The kasha we asked before about chametz. When you're burning your chametz, you're burning your together with...
Truma,
oil.
Truma, right? Truma bread, truma bread.
But even if it's not truma, just chametz can food.
Right.
You can't burn it.
No, that's not what Meir said. Meir said you could burn truma, puzzle truma with regular truma.
Right.
Chametz.
Chametz,
regular and puzzle.
Right.
Truma, only truma. By the way. He only said it's true by chulin and truma. He held that food can't make food tamei. That's true by chulin and true also. But by kachim, it's not true. So we're still okay, because this mishnah is talking about kachim. So it's still okay. So we're still good. El Ravina mishmei de Rava. But Ravina, in the name of Rava, the Amar mikra mole dibra kasev, who says it's learned out of a pasuk, this concept that food can't make food tamei, loshna chul, loshna truma, loshna kachim, right? In the kiyotzibo, it not can't happen. Mayikul amemar, how's it going to happen? How can this mishnah ever come up? How can anything come up? Can't happen. So okay, so according to them, how's this going to happen? Hacha b'mayaskinon. The answer is, it's true that food can't make food tamei. But that's not true when it comes to liquids. So, de'ika mashkin bahadei basar, there's liquid, water, some kind of liquid in the meat, de'kametame machmas mashkin, and it becomes tame through the medium of liquids. What does that mean? Let's see the Rashi. It's the second, third to bottom line there in the Rashi. Kishenaga ba'av hatoma. When something touched in Avatoma and made it a Rishon, Hayamashke Tofeach Aleha, there was water in that meat. So much water that enough to become Tameh on its own right. v'nitma ima, and it became tame with the meat. V'hava le'af hamashka rishon. The liquid also is a rishon. Right? The water and the
water, much,
whatever it is, it's the juices of the meat. So it touched the person that touched the dead body, which means a rishon, together with the meat, and the water became a rishon, and the liquid became a rishon in its own right. Ukisha sarfa, and when you're burning this meat now, adayin hu aleha, the liquid's still there. The umetame habasar shenifras imzeh mathmas hamashkin v'nasa shlishi sheni. In other words, you take this meat, the meat can't make the other meat tame. But there's liquid in the meat. The liquid's a rishon. You're burning it together with a shlishi, the liquid makes the shlishi into a sheni. You're right, the meat can't work, but the liquid can work. Good?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. It's a very little liquid.
No, tofeach means it's so much liquid that it can make something else wet. It's a whole machlokas here. You see from here that these things don't need any shiurim. That's all the lumpness of this that. Right? You see from here that how much liquid is in here already? How much is in here? You squeeze it out, it'll get a revius? No. So you see from here, that's the lumpness behind it, all the shiurim issues. Okay, so one second. So the Gemara says, ihachi, if it's true that really the liquid is what matters over here. The liquid is the kicker. Then hi in basar shidim ba'avatuma. Now why did it say that it became tame with meat that touched an avatuma? That's not true. In my basar umashkin mi boyale. It should have said with liquid and the water and the liquid inside, the meat and the liquid inside. The only thing is the liquid. The meat doesn't convey tuma at all. So that's such a strong question that we're going to reject the answer. Ella, the answer is. Nihi, the ain ocha metame ocha midaraisa, true. Midaraisa doesn't work. Midarabanan miu metame. Midarabanan it does. Okay? So we've answered the question. Good? Okay. That ends the first part of the Gemara. Next was Hoshif Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva added on Mimehem shel kahanim lo nimnu milahadlik. All my days we never minded taking a tame candelabra and pouring shlishi oil into it, and it turns it into a sheni. Why? Because the candelabra is a rishon. Michti, one second. Shemen pasul betvul yom mayhave shlishi. What happens to shemen that touches a tvul yom? It becomes a shlishi. Why does it become a shlishi? Because a tvul yom is a sheni. Why is that? It's one out of a pasul. V'chi madlik le b'ner shenitma betame meis. And when you take oil and touch it to and put into a candelabra that touched a tamei meis, meaning it's a rishon, what happens to the liquid? It becomes a sheni. My have sheni. My kamashmalon. Sheni mutter lasos sheni. I'm sorry. Shlishi mutter lasos sheni. That a shlishi can become a sheni. Hainuach. That's old news. We just said that a shlishi can become a sheni. Why is he repeating himself? Same thing. Amar Yehuda, hacha. You know what's going on over here? B'ner shal mateches. The candelabra is metal. And the Rachmana Amar, the Torah says, bechalal cherev, right? A sword that touched a corpse, which we learn out of din, cherev harehu kechalal. The sword has the same halacha as the corpse. Therefore, when a dead body or a tamei mace, not a dead body, a guy's tamei mace, and his wife says, why don't you fix up the candelabra for Shabbat? So he says, of course, dear. And he starts touching it. He turned the candelabra, he was an avatoma, he turned the candelabra into a rishon atoma. No. Metal's an exception, and the candelabra becomes an avatoma. Just like him. What? Why would we? Right.
It makes more sense that it's something that killed the person because it was
But it's about to read well. You have an extra word. You learn how.
Where? Where's the extra word? Kal Chero.
Look at the whole.
Killed by the sword.
You have
right, so,
you look, put it on the side. Say he's dead. You don't say Kalel.
No, no, but he's asking that the halacha should be limited to swords.
Yeah.
That's what he's asking. So I think Rashi, yes, the first Rashi says, what? Right. So, and what if you don't kill somebody with a sword? What if you kill them with a spear? What about an arrow? So the truth is an arrow doesn't work because it's far from far away. Right. So that's only a sword. What if you kill them with a needle?
We learn this.
Then it would be not the same.
It's the same like you can give a status that a pillow yoke is what's...
So look at the top Rashi. Look at the top Rashi. Hikish, cherev, l'chalo. We make a hekish. Sword to corpse. Mateches, any metal now. Any metal. Shenoga b'mace, that touches a mace. Harehu aviavos atoma, kimo atzmo. It becomes an aviavos atoma, just like the corpse itself. Ukishenoga b'tame mace. And if metal touches a tame mace, harehu avatoma kimo. It becomes an avatoma, just like the corpse itself. Gzeres hakasev hu, it's a gzeres hakasev. Mateches eitzel tomas hamates. Only by tomas mace, by the way. Below eitzel shar tuma. If a sword touches a sheretz, this halacha does not apply. Okay? There's something... the next... That didn't help you. So what's exactly your question? What exactly is your question?
Only weapons.
It should be only weapons?
No, in this week's parshin, Bartimata, the Rashi, when you talk about Ari Mitla, and it says that when it comes to metal, it's the mashu, because even a needle could kill a person. That's what Rashi said in today's parshin.
No.
The question is better. If I take a metal and I put it into Truma, it doesn't stay the same status, it goes down a status.
What's metal?
Metal.
No, it doesn't.
No question. I'm just saying that. Take a sword to stick to the truma. Takes the same building to earth. As it burns something.
So stay in exchange.
That's what you said just now. That it takes on the same truma as
the truth is he quotes over here from Simfunt. I don't know where that is. From the Sifri, that is in this week's parasha, that was after the Malachas of Midyan. Right? It says in the Pasuk, V'chibastem bigdechem b'yom ha-shvi. They have to wash their clothes on Yom HaShvi. Why are they washing their clothes on Yom HaShvi? If somebody killed a person, even a guy, even a Midyani, you kill the Midyani, what do you become?
A mace.
You become an Tamei mace. You become an Avatoma. What about your clothing? Your clothing, theoretically, should become a Rishon. You don't make 7 days for a Rishon. Why does the Torah say to wash your clothes on the seventh day? Why does the Torah say that? Your clothing don't have to get paraduma, only you have to. Right, even by God. Only you have to, not your clothing. Since you see from here that the Gdechem doesn't mean your clothing, it doesn't mean your shirt and your pants. It means your weapons. And it's a raya, it's another proof that the weapons have the same din as you. Any begadim, any metal. Because it said before, chal, cherev, and chal. It doesn't dare to cast if I don't have an answer.
Wait, so you have to wash the sword in 7 days?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it becomes tar.
Yeah. Yeah. All metal.
You sprinkle the...
Yeah. With the paraduma. Yes. Sword also. Yes.
But now, we just want to clarify a point. So, if the metal touches Ruma, does that go down a notch, or does it stay the same?
No, it goes down a notch. So the only halacha that changes by metal is when the metal touches a mace or someone who touched a mace. That's it. If you touch... Right, now, if food touches the metal, it goes down a notch. So what the question was, what did Rabbi Akiva say a chiddush? He said that a shlishi can turn into a sheni? Rabbi Chanina Sagan HaKahanim said that. So it's old news. So then says, no. The mateches, the candelabra, was not a sheni. It was not a rishon. It was an av. It was an av. Why was it an av? Because when it touched the guy who touched the dead body, the husband fixing the candelabra, he was an av. The candelabra became an av. Now when it touches the shlishi, it turns the shlishi into a rishon. That's a big jump. That's a big chiddush. That's what's going on here. And he can still burn it together. Right? You have a question? Do you have a question? No, okay. Havli Abba Toma, the Kasav Ashlishi Mutter Lasos a Rishon. Ashlishi can become a Rishon. Okay? That was the chiddush. Now, 1 second. Ask the Gemara. What kind of forced Umay Duchke, the Rav Yehuda, what forced him, Mu'ukme B'ner Shamateches, the only way he could answer it was to say what? That it was a metal candelabra. And instead of going from a Shlishi to a Sheni, we're jumping from a Shlishi to a Rishon. What kind of Nukme B'ner Shalcheres, talk about a regular candelabra made out of regular material Cheres, Umay Hosif, and what was the Chiddush? What was the Chiddush now? That a Shlishi could turn into a Sheni that's old news? No! The Ilu Hasam Tame. Over there, by Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kahanim, what are we talking about? What do we mean Tame? What does that mean, Tame? It's a Rishon and a Shlishi. The Ilu Hacha, but over here, Pasal Vitame. It's a Pasal and a Tame. What does that mean, a Pasal and a Tame? The Shlishi, what was the Shlishi here? Oil. Right? It was oil. Why was it oil? That's the case.
Right.
How is it a shlishi? It touched the Tvul Yom, who's a sheni. Turned it into a shlishi. What could this shlishi oil do further?
Nothing.
Nothing.
So, it doesn't profit.
So
what do you mean? Can it make a review of the food?
So Rashi's we're going to read the Rashi entire. It's a gigantic Rashi, and Amir Tzashem, we're going to read the whole thing. Because he'll say it better than I ever could. Rashi's going to say that there's no revi by Shemin. Or there is, we'll see in a minute. So there's nothing further that can happen with this oil. Yet, it can turn back into a sheni. That's a big finish. The fact that a shlishi can turn into a sheni, if it's kachim, it could still make a revi. So to turn it into a sheni, all right. But to say that a shlishi, which can do nothing further, can go back to a sheni, that's also a chiddush. What? But a meat can become a revi.
Oh, it can. Okay.
Yes, because kachim can. Why meat yes and oil not? Let's see the Rashi. It's the first skinny line. Rashi says, "The ainu el rishon kishenaga b'tamei meis." It's only a rishon when it touches a tamei meis. It's not a tamei meis. It's not an av. It's only a rishon. V'ashvi'ina Rabbi Akiva, the shlishi mutter lasos sheni. That a shlishi can turn into a sheni. V'dekashalach, my hosif, Rabbi Chanina. What's he adding on? Hosif, tuba, he's adding on a lot. He's adding on a lot. Why? You understand what Rashi's doing? You understand what Rashi's talking about? You following Rashi? You lost Rashi already. You lost it already? We said before, Rabbi Chanina said, we didn't mind that a shlishi would be burned together with a Rishon. What's going to happen if a Shlishi is with a Rishon? The Shlishi will turn into a Sheni. We didn't mind. Why? It's getting burnt anyway. You increased the Tumah. We didn't mind. Says Rabbi Akiva, so too we didn't mind if a Rishon got burnt together with a Shlishi. And it turned it into a Sheni by oil. So the Gemara says, what kind of Chiddush is that? It's the same thing. No, it's very different. Because when the Shlishi of meat turned back into a Sheni, it was Tame and Tame. Is that why it was Tame and Tame?
No, probably because you make a Revi.
What?
Right.
By meat turned into a Revi. So the fact that it was a Shlishi, it still had power to make Tumah further.
Right.
Now you're making it into a Sheni? Okay. That's a Chiddush? Okay. Rabbi Akiva is a much bigger Chiddush. Because this oil was stuck out of Shlishi. It was going to remain a Shlishi forever. It could never make more Tumah. And we still allow an upgrade? That's a chiddush. Okay? Now Rashi is going to explain all that. The ilu hasam gabi basar kachim by basar kisar shlishi bahadi rishon. When the shlishi touched the rishon, basu sheni, and it turned it into a sheni, tame hayim mitzchil tame acher. It was always possible to make further tumah. Why? Shah shlishi osu revi bekodesh. Because a shlishi, that's kachim, can make something into a revi. The achshav, and now, Kishu Sheni have a tummy. And now that it's a Sheni, it also can make tummy. Klomar, lo nishtana shmo l'kalkal, yosu b'rishona. Nothing changed. You didn't make it worse. Vilu gabe duzus Rabbi Akiva, Gabi Truma Koi. Rabbi Akiva was talking about Truma oil. Now, pretend there's an open parenthesis here. The Ilu Shemen Kodesh, because if it would be Shemen Kodesh, Eino Ella Shel Menachos, it's the only way you could have Tomei oil. How could you have Tomei oil? The only way it could be possible is if it's from a Mincha. That's so far down. It's a Shlishi. The Nechel Hu, and it's edible. The Eino Roy Lahad Ligner. You're not allowed to light a candle with it. Why? Because it's drink it. Use it for the V'yem nitma kodim shenatnu b'mincha, mikdash b'kli, and if it became tummy before you put it into a kli, ain't lo hetel lekhanes lekahanim l'sarif b'kodesh b'beis hadeshen, ain't lo hetel lekahanim, a kahanim can't use it. V'lisro b'kodesh b'beis hadeshen b'kishar p'sulei kodshe kodshem. In other words, it's not possible to come with a case where the oil was a shlishi that was kodshem. It's impossible. That's tummy. It's impossible. Okay? Close parentheses. Aval shemen truma shenitma, but shemen truma that became tameh kahanim adlikin bo. The kahanim are allowed to enjoy it; they're allowed to. Dichsev, like it says, nasati lachas mishmeres trumasi, plural. Shtei trumas akas of medaber. Echas truma tahora, echas truma tameya. Omer achmana shalachat tehela hasaka tachas tavshilech biyavamis. The parakah aral. You can use that for firewood to cook your chicken. You can do that. So. V'shemen shel shlishi, shemen shlishi shel truma, eino tamei l'tamei acherim. It can't make anything else tamei. Ella, pasul. It stops. It's pasul. It is itself a shlishi. It cannot make anything a revi. Why can't we say it's oil of a kachim? Said Rashi, it can't be. It can't be. Okay?
But if it touches a kachim, it does make a revi.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. Only kachim can make a revi. And it's not kachim.
Oh, cannot make
it's not chulin, it's truma. Truma cannot make revi. It's stuck. It's stuck. What are we doing now? Now, when you put it together with a rishon, it's going to turn into a sheni. Now it's up. Now it can make a shlishi again, and we're still allowing that to be chesh. Dain shlishi owes revi b'truma. V'chihater avid le'sheni have le'tamei. And now, when you made it into a sheni, you've made it tamei with the ability. To make further tuma. No, I mean tuma means to make further tuma. You see that beautiful Rashi?
Made it worse.
Made it worse by upgrading it. You made it worse before upgrading it. It didn't change anything. Okay. So why don't we give that answer? Amar Rava Masnithin Kishite, because Rava said that didn't imply that from the Mishnah. The Mishnah was difficult. My area that tani near shenitma b'tuma made. Why'd you single out a candle? Candelabra that touched the mace. Nitma sheretz. Let's say the candelabra touched the sheretz. In other words, any stam tumah. Why does the dafka have to be the husband who went to the funeral, who's a risha, who's an avatumah, who's now fixing the Shabbos candles, and he touches the candelabra? Why is it such a far-fetched? Just make a regular tumah. Because a regular tumah, metal doesn't stay the same. It goes down a notch. And our whole chiddush is out the window. Ella Ezu Davar Shechaluka Betumaso Ben Tumat Mace L'Sheretz. Where is there a difference between Mace and Sheretz? Havi Omer Zematech. It's only by metal. Okay? Good?
Yeah.
What?
We stop here?
No, we're going to do a little more. We're going to answer the two dot. Amar Rava, says Rava, Shma Mina, you see from here, that Kasava Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva must hold that tumas mashkin l'tame acherim d'oraisa, that the tumah of liquids, with the ability for a liquid to be matame something further, is a d'oraisa. Says Rashi that there are those that say it's a d'rabanan. No. D'isol k'daitach d'rabanan, if it's a d'rabanan, michti, 1 second. Hai ner, maika mahani l'hai shemen. What? Who cares if this shemen was put into this candle? Elif Sule Gufa Hapasal Koi. Right? What does that mean? Elif Sule Gufa Hapasal Koi? It's in the oil itself is pasal. Right? The only way this could work is if the liquid got upgraded on a Doraita level. Let's see Rashi. The Rashi of Shma Mina. It's like in the skinny lines, in the mid level lines. Fourth or fifth line. Mitzik Amar Hosef Rabbi Akiva. Kasav, he holds. Tumas mashkin l'tame acherim d'oraisa hu. It's obviously a d'oraisa. U'delo kahani tanoi, the pirkin l'amal l'kamon, not like those that are going to say later, the ain mashkin metame ochel men ha-Torah elemed rabbanon. That liquids can't be metame food on a d'oraisa level. D'isokatai, the ain mashkin metame acherim elemed rabbanon, if it's only a d'rabbanon, my tosefes at the osef Rabbi Akiva, what's he adding on? The Amar, he said, Shashem and Shalishi also Rishon, that the Shlishi became a Rishon. Ma'abakach, who cares? Who cares? Hai ner avatuma. The ner is an avatuma. The candelabra is an avatuma. Ki aso rishon lahai shemen. Mai mahani la'achre shlo yitame acherim. It can't make anything tummy anyway on a deraisa level. What? To tell me for derabanan? That the Mishnah is talking about, Rabbi Kiva was talking about on derabanan? It can't be right. Obviously it's a deraisa. Right? Umimai, who said that? Dilma, maybe. Latame acherim derabanan. Maybe, yeah, on a derabanan level. Yes, in the Beis HaMikdash, they were very cared about the Rabbanans, and nevertheless, they did it anyway. Who's to say it's only Daraisa? No, even the Rabbanan, Ma'iri Avatuma. One second, if it's the Rabbanan, why does it have to be an Avatuma? Afilu Rishon V'Sheni Nami Tchila Havi. Even a Rishon and a Sheni, the same thing would apply. Ditnan, Kal HaPosel Es HaTshruma, anything that's a Sheni, Mitame mashkin lios tchila. Turns, any time a sheni touches liquids, it turns it into a rishon. You hear that? It turns the liquid into a rishon. So, you didn't have to come on to metal to say that great metal turns into... Shenis always make the liquids, always upgrade the liquid to a notch above. Why is that? Midrabanan. Why is that? So Rashi explains. Let's see the Rashi. By the way, chutz mitful yom, that doesn't apply by a tful yom. When a tful yom touches a liquid, even though he's a sheni, the liquid becomes a shlishi. If it's truma or kachim, it turns into a shlishi, not a rishon. Any other sheni turns liquids into a rishon, not a tful yom. Why? We'll see in Rashi, we'll explain why. El shmamina daraisahi. Therefore, obviously, this was daraisa. Now, what's going on here with the liquids? Says Rashi, kol hani demaisinon biperek yishiyat ha-shabbos. The Rashi of Ditnan Kol HaPosel Es HaTruma. Kol Hani Demaisin and Perek Yishiyas HaShabbos. All the halachas that we learned in the first parak of Shabbos by those 18 Zeres, Gabi Shmona Asur Davar, those 18 Zeres, Shegazru, Aleim, Toras, Shniim, Lifsal Es HaTruma, that we said that Shenis can be Pasal Truma, Metamin Mashkin, Afilu Chulin Leos Tchila. Will turn a liquid, even cholin liquid, into a rishon. Why is that? What kind of reason is that? Chutz, except for mitzvul yom, shapasul l'truma min haTorah. That's a daraisa. The fact that a tful yom is a sheni is a daraisa. When it comes to daraisa, we don't have to be more machmir than the Torah. Ugzeiros hakasev, it's ugzeiros hakasev, that a shlishi, right? Mikol makom, aklisha tuma didei, it's weaker tuma. V'lo gazru be'elazos mashkin tchila. We don't make a gzeira that a tful yom that touches liquid turns the liquid into a rishon. Ve'ein divrei Torah tzrichin chizak. There's no reason to do that. U'mishum demashkin alulim l'kabel tuma. Since liquids are very easy to become tuma, very easy. Why are they very easy? Because they don't have to touch liquid first. Unlike solids, which have to first touch liquid, they don't have to. Umahi Ali Lasan, what's so light about tuma, about liquid, Shemekablin tuma, Shalom behesher, that they become tame without hesher? Gazro leim chomer harbe, shikahanim nizharim lishmor shomron. They made a crazy gzeira that any time a liquid, a sheni touches liquid, it turns liquid into a rishon. Everybody will know, keep liquids away from things that are tame.
And the tuyom that's actually the oraisa becomes like more makel.
Right.
That does make sense.
Because it doesn't need extra chizik. That's why I read this Rashi. Okay? So that's why, it's obviously, the liquids can be metame adaraisa. Okay? Good? Okay. First half of Sogi of Chinuch, six more to go. We will pick up tomorrow.
Whoever causes the helmet gets a gold star.
Oh, wow. Okay, everyone have a very good day.
You need to double